Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show, and I am one of your hosts. I am KG, Kevin, the man extraordinaire. This evening, maybe I'm doing this dolo. I think we got our man Nick Eaton coming in a little late today. I think we done fired our co-host Jen. I'm not for sure yet, so we will find out if she's going to be here or if she's going to be out. I don't know. I think she's been fired, but we will find that out soon. We do appreciate you guys for tuning in with us this Sunday. I know last Sunday everybody was tuned in to the Super Bowl. I really don't know what to say about that. I think it's a conspiracy with the Super Bowl. I really don't believe that the Packers really could have beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers. I really don't think so. But they did. And now we have a new champion. They are the Green Bay Packers. I have no problem with that. I mean, I would say our man Aaron Rodgers, he deserves it. Brett Favre put that man through hell, and he got him one. But I really don't think. I think Ben Roethlisberger was drunk. I don't know what happened with this cat. Maybe he partied too long that night before. Maybe he raped a couple other women and said he took it and didn't do it. I don't know. So, we got a new champ. But here we are again on another Sunday. Our man, Alan, he is chilling with some distinguished men tonight. The members of the Kappa Alpha Psi Incorporated. So, shout out to those guys right there. Hopefully, we'll have them back next week. And if you tune in next week, we will have an amazing show for you guys. Now, I don't want to say this, and they said I couldn't say this, but I will. I'm by myself right now. We noticed a lot of people been jacking some things that we've had as far as show titles or concepts. Hey, that's not cool. Chill out. Do not do that. You know, we don't like that. Chill out with that. I want to give a shout out to Miss America 1974 over there in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in this Sunday with us. Thank you very much. Look like we got our man Nick. Nick just walked in the building. Nick, what's going on?
Man, what you ain't here causing some trouble?
I know y'all told me not to do that, man, but I'm just saying, son.
Look, man, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And you know what? If somebody is out there, I haven't seen it, you know, lately, but if somebody is taking our concepts and everything, that's fine. You know,
yeah.
It is what it is. Check
man.
You had it first.
Nah, I'm ready to who ride. I'm ready to who ride, man. I'm ready to get down. I want to give a shout out to Don Calypso. He always does the drive-bys, man. Don, what's going on, man? You need to stick in there one Sunday with us, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
It's something else.
I'm just saying, man, I'm giving a shout-out to our people over in the chat board, man, the website.
I got
man. We got people
got
popping
you.
In, popping
yeah,
out.
Joining in now.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, dude, and I appreciate you stopping in, Don. Appreciate you, my man. But this week, man, it's been an interesting week, man. We had our First Lady Michelle Obama popping up all over the country trying to get initiatives together as far as for our kids to lose some weight, man. And I think we need to support on that, man, because I've seen some fat kids lately. And when I say fat, I'm talking about some little roly-poly. It wouldn't last in the 80s or the 90s.
You know what my problem with that is?
What's up?
And I think it's the kids, they got to be more active. You know, technology has made it to where kids can have hours and hours of enjoyment online yeah. on their Wii. Well, not even so much the Wii, because you get exercise on the Wii, but the PlayStations and the Xboxes and all that. These kids, they don't go outside and play. They don't know the difference between school clothes and play clothes. They got the smoothest little skin you ever seen in your life. No scratches, nothing. I still got scratches on me from 86.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Speaking of that, man, I remember one time when I was a kid, we played baseball, man, and you know how you slide into the base, man? Dude, mm-hmm. I still got that cherry burn from when I was a kid on my leg right now. Really, it wasn't a cherry burn. It was a cherry F1 attack or something. Well, my leg was redder than I don't know what, dude. I limped and
thought
cried all the way home.
Second, did you?
Huh?
Thought you were light-skinned for a second, did you?
Man, I looked at so... Man, I looked like Michael Jackson in the 80s. The late 80s, that is.
Hilarious.
I see Miss America, you know, she was reminiscing on ColecoVision and Atari. Yeah, they did the same thing, but the graphics sucked so much that you didn't really want to play that too long, just looking at that dot going bloop, 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 bloop.
The thing about it is, our video games when we were kids, they were a lot like life. If you remember Super Mario, you didn't win anything. You beat the game and then you started over. You just kept going and going and going until you died.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what, man? Y'all played Mario Bros. I actually started off with Pong, if you remember what that was.
All right.
I'm serious, man. The little controller with the round knob on it, man. I mean, it sucked as a video game. But, I mean it was dope back then.
I had an Atari. The only game on Atari was that E.T. game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how is it that E.T. is jumping over alligators? He didn't do that in the movie.
Hey, man, they made stuff for us to just be amused, man. As some people say, man, you know,
right.
We are the most we're the least educated and the most entertained in the world. But hey, that's an opinion. That's an opinion. Well, on to today, man. Today, this is the second installment of I Ain't Paying for Shminiz. Shminiz. Can I say that?
Watch your mouth.
Excuse me.
Watch your tone.
I'm just saying, I ain't paying for it. And we've done this show before. On the first installment, you know, we were talking about, we discussed things like what happened on the first date, things you should and shouldn't do. And, you know, it was a heated conversation. If you get the opportunity, go back to blogtalkradio.com/the middleman. Listen to that show. We had some females call in, and they was like, you know, you should pay for everything, you know. And, I mean, with the spirit of Valentine's Day, tomorrow, I think we should revisit this show again. So that's why we have the show that we have today. And today we'll be discussing, when is it too soon to purchase a Valentine gift for the date at the beginning of the relationship? Why do women expect to receive gifts and items not just on or for holidays? I mean, they want a gift all the time, every day, and in any part of the relationship. They always want a gift. That's what we notice. And what are some gifts you shouldn't buy at the start of a relationship? Some of the examples we gave were diamonds, cars, and houses. I know I ain't balling like that, but you got some people out there that got money like that. And does the length of the relationship determine the quality of the gift? So if we've been dating for 2 hours, what should you get? Pack of bubble gum? I don't know. Should the independent woman expect to go Dutch? I mean, should she expect to go Dutch or pay for everything? If a man goal is for Valentine's to get sex. I know we kind of covered that one up, but I'm going to tell y'all what it is. Would it be better for him just to go get an escort? So these are some of the things we're going to be talking about today on the Middleman Talk Show. If you got a comment, you can always dial at 718-508-9972, and we will definitely get with you guys. Press that number one. We want to hear what you got to say. That's what we want to hear. So, I see we
Miss
got
America
some
told us, Miss America said, don't buy Vicky's Secret on the first Valentine's Day.
That's a no-no. Well, no-no. What we're going to do right now, we're going to go into our first break of the day. And I got a song. I'm dedicating this one to everybody that's on the line. This one right here is for you, the lovers in you, and the lovers that you know about. Actually, got to wait for this thing to pull up, man. Blog Talk is really tripping right now, yo.
Wonderful. All right.
Hey, the day that I got to run the show and host the show by myself with you and co-hosting, I bored. I want to act up like this. Amazing.
Hey,
I will use your word. I will use your word. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
You know what? Let's just go into the discussion, and when everything gets to the point, we're going to play this record for you guys. Now, Nick.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to the very beginning of the date, as far as you having a date or going out with somebody, y'all seeing each other, you know, when is it too soon to purchase a Valentine gift for your date at the beginning of that relationship? When is it too soon? Should you buy something as soon as you guys get together, or should you just wait and see what it is, you know, before you start buying the gifts? And I'm not just going to, you know, hold that until just Valentine's Day. I'm going to say any gift. When should you buy a person a gift when you're starting off that date? Should you wait a month, 2 months, 3 months? What do you feel about that, bro?
I don't necessarily think it's about time as far as, you know, days, months, years, whatever. I think it's kind of one of those things. It's kind of one of those things like, how long should you wait before you have sex? I think if you're feeling it, then you're feeling it.
Right.
You know, you might be out one day and you might be thinking about, you know, your lady. Y'all maybe just started, you know, dating just a week or so ago. But you might be out and you might see a couple flowers and you're like, you know what, I want to grab my lady some roses. Let me go ahead and grab some roses. You know, I think it's just a feeling. It's one of those feelings kind of thing.
One of those feelings. But, I mean,
yeah.
What if your pockets are hit by the recession, man? You ain't got the money like that, man, you know. She's throwing hints. She's like, yeah, my girlfriends, you know, they got some gifts, and I ain't got nothing.
I think I'm going to say it like this, and this is just me. Mm-hmm. I think a nice handwritten letter goes a long way.
So you dealing with that R. Kelly love letter?
Not so much just love. I just honestly speaking, you know, when was the last time you wrote somebody a letter?
Man, it had to be in the early 90s, late
80s. See, this is the thing about it. We're so into texting now and Skype and Uber and Yahoo Messenger and all that. Like, when was the last? Like, I'll give you a good example. There was just one time I was sitting up there. I was thinking about the young lady I was dating. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I had relocated to Atlanta. She was still in Montgomery.
Right.
So I, you know, just sitting around the office one day, I was like, you know what, let me do something a little crazy. I sent a fax. I sent the cover letter, very professional, addressed to her and everything. But on the other side, it was just a little handwritten letter that said, will you go out with me? Check yes, check no.
Man, come on. No, you did.
Dead ass serious.
Dude, me and my wife were just talking about that, man. These kids don't know anything about that right there. Do you want to go out with me, yes or no?
I mean, sometimes the thought goes a lot further than the pockets. Because, you know, after a while, how much more can you buy for somebody?
Yeah, and it's true. But, I mean, but some people, man, they greedy. They won't. I mean, if it's not food, it's clothing. It's not clothing, it's something else.
That's probably not the person you need to be with, then, if that's the case.
But what if you're just a generous person and you just like to give and ain't looking at it like that? But somebody else on the outside of that looks at it like, okay, this cat is spending too much money, or she's spending too much money on this guy.
Hey, you know, different strokes for different folks. I can't really tell them what to do with it, but I just, you know, I think that you also have to gauge into things like, if this is somebody that you're thinking about being with on the long term, you know, no one can put, unless you Jay-Z or Beyonce, no one can, you know, keep up with that.
Right.
And like I said, at what point does it get to be too much? At what point is it like, okay, you can buy it. You know what's so crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I've known very well-to-do women, or women that have had well-to-do men or husbands or what have you. And you know what? If there's an affair going on, they'll be messing with the guy that's a cool guy. You know, the money, at a certain point, the money diminishes the emotion.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to give, like, you would love to give, you know, your significant other, you know, all the things that they ever wanted. But at the end of the day, like, what does it really mean? What's the meaning behind it?
Well, I mean, you know, sentimental gifts sometimes when that, you know, when you give people things, they have value. I mean, it may not be a valuable item like a card or something like that, and they have that value to it. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of people give things like that, and, you know, they're looking for that longevity of that value. But you have some people, man, that expect you just to go broke. And you got a lot of guys out here, man, that feels like, why should I pay for this? You know what I'm saying? I'm not paying for it, but I'm going, you know, I'm going to do what I can, but, you know, I'm not going to go broke for you. And that kind of leads into the next part of it. You know, why do some women, not all, expect to receive gifts and items, not just on holiday or any day in a relationship? Why do they expect this? What if you a female out there, you could you please dial 718-508-9972. Explain this to us. Why do women, or some women, expect to get gifts all the doggone time?
I really can't speak for the,
I know you can't speak for them. I can't speak for them either, because I feel like this, you know.
Don't come looking at me for it all the time, right?
I know, you know. I mean, think about this, bro. Within a year, you have so many holidays come up, from Christmas to Mother's Day to just really every day. You go somewhere, you know, somebody else got something, and they expecting to be like, I want something too. So I'm like, what in the world makes you feel that I'm obligated to buy you something every time we out somewhere? Or, you know, if a brother set that precedence at the beginning, then that's on him. He just set himself up for that pile driver. If you buying stuff from the jump and you setting that expectation, yeah, you stupid. This is my opinion. Trying to impress. Stupid.
I mean, like I said, those guys, you know, unfortunately, they're going to be like that, you know, until they just run out of money. You know, I know a guy who works 3 or 4 jobs. He's, you know, touching on 52, 53 just so he can spend it on younger women.
Yeah.
You know, and that's his thing. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, as much money as you make, you're 50-something years old living in a one-bedroom apartment. Think about that.
Yeah, that is true with him.
With a prowler. He keeps his prowler clean, but he's got a prowler. I'm like, dude, when you work at a liquor store, a restaurant, you work at a factory, I'm like, all of that, you know, really? Just to keep that up? What's the point?
Man,
what do you get out of it?
Man, besides sex and the potential of having sex, nothing.
Well, you know, some of them have a problem, you know, rising to the occasion on that. And if that's the case, why not just... Well, we'll get into that later. we'll get into that a little bit later. Shout out to Why You Mad Son Radio in the chat board. You know, always checking in with us. And Miss America says, if you feel obligated, then there's something wrong. However, what do you think you should do for V-Day for a woman you just met?
I just met her, and you know what? I love that scenario right there. What if we just met each other, maybe last month? We met in January, and rolls around February 14th. Just like the question we just asked, why should she expect something? I don't feel obligated, me personally, but I know some cats that just because of the pressure of that holiday, they feel that they got to go out and buy all this. I mean, you go to Walmart. You go to any of these side street stores, you see people out with their little flowers and balloons and teddy bears. The pressure of the day seems to pressure people to buying things. I don't understand it.
This is my thing about that. This is my understanding. Once again, there's nothing wrong with putting a little thought into something. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the expenses of it. I can remember a situation where it was somebody that I just started dating, and for Valentine's, it was maybe about 3 weeks before Valentine's. And I just took her out for a nice little picnic.
Hey, Nick, I think she's asking you, what about you? What? She's asking you that question. What would you do for a woman you just met?
Once again, it depends. I really think it depends. It depends on what your level of involvement is at that time, what your intentions are. I think that plays a big role into it.
But Well, would you?
Because, you know, people's intentions aren't always for the long term. Some people are just like, oh, well, I'm just kind of floating around right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people are floating around. Some people are taking advantage of certain situations, man. Because, I mean, you got some women and men that will take advantage of that, you know, that freshness of the relationship and that other person trying to impress them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm trying to show you that I can do X, Y, and Z, and I can take you out and I can wine and dine you. And she asked, now, see, Miss America, you starting something right now.
She's starting something. She said both of you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Honestly, I will restate this over and over again. Like the title of this show, I ain't paying for shit. That's me.
I think it depends on. I'm the type of person, I go off of a feeling. You know,
well, you know what?
Okay,
she,
cool.
She just asked us a question, man. She said, would we, you know, say happy Valentine's Day to a hangout, watch a movie? Well, I probably would, to be honest with you, because I'm going to tell you something. I got Netflix, and it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really paying for it because I'm already enjoying that. And I can tell a happy Valentine's Day because, guess what? That don't cost me nothing. So, yeah, we can get out like that. We can watch a movie. I can tell a happy Valentine's Day. And we probably just pop
not
popcorn.
Treating her to a movie outside the confines of the apartment.
Oh.
Look at that Netflix away, didn't it? God, dog it.
Yeah.
Tell me how you really feel.
I'm not paying for nothing, man. It's just what it is, baby. It is what it is. But I appreciate her asking these questions of me. I mean, I'm a married man. All this money I've spent over these years, I don't think I need to pay for nothing. I just keep it real.
It's a difference when you're married. It's like, you know, y'all money's together. It doesn't count.
I know. I guess we should have Al on here because you guys, and maybe Jen, you guys could elaborate a little bit better than I can because it's been a long time since I really had to just spend money like talking about it. I mean, like a friend of mine said, Valentine's Day is every day. You know, certain people, certain situations, like you said, Nick, you will spend money on that person. Depends on that person. But like I said, you got a lot of brothers out here, man, they ain't trying to spend that money, man, because they've been taken advantage of. You know what I mean?
I got you. I feel you. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's one of those feeling kind of things. It depends on your feeling, how you feel about that person at the time, and it also depends on what your intentions are. If you're
right.
not thinking about that person in the long term, then of course you may or may not be willing to spend that money. If you're just trying to get in and get out, then, you know.
Sex, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
You're going to get in and get out, man. You're going to go the way that you can with spending the least amount of anything. That's how I feel about it. But let's move into the part of what are some of the things you shouldn't buy at the start of a relationship. Now, we had examples of diamonds, cars, and houses, and etc. Now, that may be overboard for some people. But you do have people that have money like that, man.
This is true.
Y'all have to excuse me. It's pretty funny. Our friend over in Miss America, she said, if you already have a Netflix movie at the apartment, it's pretty much free. Yes, it is, sir. Yes, it is. And I agree with that word. I love that word, free. I'm just saying it. But as far as some of the things you shouldn't buy, now, in my opinion, Nick, a car is way out there. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I know a cat, and I don't want to say his name. But he was dating
his
chick.
Because he's listening right now.
Huh?
Because he's listening right now.
I don't know, man. If he is, he'll know. I'm talking about you. But he actually put some money on a car. And, you know, it was a situation where the chick was riding around in the car with another dude, man.
Oh, you talking about OJ? Talking about Arisa?
No, man. No. I don't need OJ him, though, but you know what I'm saying? All that money that he put into the car, man, she dipped on. So,
yeah,
I mean, this at the beginning of that relationship, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was pretty stupid in my opinion, but it happened. So,
well,
what are some of the things you feel, man? If you're on the phone line, you can dial, press that number one. If you're out there on the web, you want to get in this conversation, dial 718-508-9972. And I'll press that number one. Tell us some of the things you wouldn't buy, some of the things you have bought and regretted.
Yeah. Well, Miss America says, who buys cars for V-Day?
Well, we're not just talking about V-Day.
Yeah, I got you. This is my thing about it. I think that it's certain things that are reserved for certain times.
Mm-hmm.
I think anniversaries, the big ones. I ain't talking about, it's our 2-month anniversary. No, no. If we're married and it's, you know, coming into 5 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could see, you know, something like a car. You know, if it's Christmas or a birthday, I could see, you know, for a, I mean, certain things I think are just reserved for marriage. I'm not being funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's real, though. That's real. There are
certain things
I wouldn't spend. And I haven't spent for until we got married.
Yeah. I just, you know.
And we got a caller. Let's see what our caller has to say. Hold one second. Caller, you're live on the Middleman Talk, yo.
Hey, everyone doing good on this Sunday?
Yeah, what's going on,
Pretty
brother?
Pretty good. How about you,
Joe? Enjoying the show, the first time caller.
Hey, man. Appreciate you, man. You got a comment or anything?
Yeah, about the gifts of Valentine's Day. As a person, like I said, for marriage, I think you can buy someone a car and stuff like that just because you're into the family,
mm-hmm.
to the family in the future. Now, if you're single and you just met the person, say, 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, you tricking if you buy someone a car, you tricking.
That's true, man. You got some people, though, man, they look at it like, I mean, they're just so thoughtless when it comes to it, man. They just want to impress that person because, you know, man, you tell me if I'm lying. When you first meet a lady and when I first met my wife, I kind of went overboard a little bit trying to impress her. I mean, I spent some money, but I'm still with her. But you got some people out there that's spending money and not with that person. And I know you're going to correct me on this, Nick. With old, what's his name? The girl gave him the kidney and now they broke, they gone and all that.
Tracy Morgan. Hustle Man.
I mean, think about things like that, man. A kidney?
But was he doing it for the benefit of her? Was it, like, for the relationship or just for, like, a human being in general?
Well, she donated her kidney to him. This was after they had broken up, though. She donated her. They had broken up in, like, September. She donated the kidney in, like, December. So they had already broken up.
Mm.
And then, you know, but now he's dating someone new. So a lot of people were like, oh, he's wrong for that. She probably donated the kidney thinking they were getting back together. You know, it's certain things that you give to someone when you think that y'all gonna get back together. Something like, yeah, maybe a card or something. But, you know, let me not take out a vital organ because I think this might happen again. You know, I think that's a little too far. They were already broken up. No, it is the gift that keeps on giving. I'll say
that. But still, though, man, you know, that's kind of wrong on his part right there. Now, Carla, we didn't catch your name.
Oh, Abe.
Hey, man.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Now,
we appreciate
it. Appreciate you calling in, brother. I want to ask you, now, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but have you ever bought anything that you regretted buying?
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
No, because I never had a Valentine's, so it don't bother me. That's why I got. That's why I'm not broke in debt right now.
Well, there it is. What, you get rid of them after Christmas? Or before Christmas?
It just don't happen like that, you know. Some chicks, like, out there around Valentine's Day, they want a dude to be sleeping with them, or they just want to cuddle butt in. If they want down on the specific day, you need to just chill. I'm just saying, I mean,
you totally agree with the title of this show. You really ain't paying for nothing, are you?
I sure when we get some ramen noodles and go to Subway, you know.
What?
We got a 2-for-1 special. I mean, all my, if we had to go out there,
this
Sunday,
is why
like,
you haven't ever had a Valentine's. You do realize that, right?
I think guys, they'll pay so much money to the girl, but they broke up like a week later, so it's like, you worse than me now. But
yeah, that's true. I agree.
Dang.
But I mean,
go ahead, bro.
I'm sorry, but I think it's fine to take someone out, like, you know, to a movie or, like, you know, like, you have, like, lectures or, like, you know, concerts. That's fine, but you shouldn't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be broke the next day after that, though.
Yeah, and they go. Your pocket's looking flat, and they are gone to somebody else, leeching. Now, earlier in the show, we posed a question as far as, you know, in a relationship, who should pay? I have a clip that finally popped up for us on our server, on our system. I want you guys to check out this clip with this brother say right here. Once we get finished with this clip right here, we're going to come right back in. And Abe, if you want to get back in the conversation, press that number one again, and we'll bring you back in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate you, brother. Hey, man, I want you to check out this clip right here, man. This is pretty interesting right here. Check them out, man. This is a clip right here of a brother saying, who should pay? And this is how you feel about it. Y'all check this out. You're live with the Middleman on Blog Talk Radio. Check us out.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We often hear people talking about chivalry and it being dead. We hear about men not wanting to take women out. Everybody wants to just come over and do blockbuster nights and have sex. But, ladies, you have to understand, it's extremely important in today's society to differentiate yourselves from these other women out here. This is a recession. Men have bills just like you have bills. And I'm going to tell you what's going on out here, but it may not be what you expect, or definitely it probably isn't going to be what you want to hear. It's extremely important for you guys to differentiate yourself, meaning setting yourselves apart from the gold diggers, the freaks, the whores, the sluts of the world. That may sound harsh, but it's real. See, let me just explain something to you. As a black man who's, you know, 32 years old and been dating all my life, black men are very used to meeting women who are all about what we can do for them as opposed to what they can do for us or what we can do together as a team. We're used to gold diggers. We're used to women turning their heads when the check comes. It is so refreshing to meet or to come across a woman who not only claims to be an independent woman, but who it actually is one, who has no problem picking up that $40 bill, that $50 bill, and saying, hey, look, you know what? I enjoyed your company the same way you enjoyed mine. I'm interested in you the same way you're interested in me. You know what? This meal's on me. You get the next one. Ladies, don't believe the hype about men being intimidated by that thing, men being offended. No, we will be relieved. We will be happy. Not because, wow, we don't have to spend $50, but because we just met a woman who not only would claim to be independent, but actually is independent. We met a woman who we can actually see, wow, if we take this to the next level, she won't be using me for my money. Let me tell you a quick story. My fiance, all right, she paid for our first date. Since then, she's never had to worry about a dollar in her life. She has a nice, expensive, beautiful ring sitting on her finger. As a result of her differentiating herself from the rest of these women who claim to be great women, but she actually showed herself to be a great woman, not because she necessarily paid for the meal, because that's not the issue. The issue is that she showed me that she is not all about my money. She showed me she's a team player. She showed me that she was interested in me the same way I was interested in her. And as a result, out of hundreds of women, all right, she is one of only one or two women who has ever paid for the first date. Ladies, I'm not telling y'all what to do. Y'all are grown. You can do what you do. But if you want a man to look at you in the way that he's never looked at anybody else in his life, you will pick up the check on the first date. You won't say, do you need help with that? I can leave the tip. No, pick up the date. You're not going to see that man say, you know, oh, do you need help with that? No, show him that you are invested in him the way you want him to invest in you, and I promise you'll have better results.
That was a clip right there about who should pay first. Who should pay first? What do you think about that, Nick?
Well,
I'm just saying, man, did you hear what he said, man? You got to show that you invested in me.
I do agree with him from the standpoint of, yeah, we do, man, on a constant basis, we run into a lot of what can you do for me, you know, instead of what can we do for each other or what can we build together.
Very true.
That first date, I don't know.
It's a new time.
I'm still a little old fashioned. I feel you, brother.
Well, we got this caller right here. Let's take this caller real quick and see what they have to say. Caller, you are live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's going on?
Hi. I hope you're talking about me. This is
Yeah, 773.
How are you?
How you doing? Who
pretty
is
good.
This is Miss America.
Hey, how you doing? We see you over on that chat board cutting up on us.
Look, I was trying. I was trying to keep it going.
I know. It's one of those Sundays. It's one of those Sundays.
That's my contribution, y'all.
Hey, we thank you. We'll be doing the same for you. We appreciate you. But what are your thoughts?
As far as who pays on the first date?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much, I can go anyway. If I have the money, sometimes it depends on who asks. Who asks first?
Well, how does a guy perceive when you say I'll pay for the first date? What are some of the things that you notice once he says I'll pay for the first date? What did you notice about that?
Well, sometimes it really depends on it depends on the personality of the people that are actually on this date.
Mm-hmm.
You may end up with a man who has a lot of pride, who doesn't want you to you know, take out your wallet, because that means that to him it translates to him that, oh, you're a strong, independent black woman and you don't need no man. Let me pick up this check. And to some women, if a man doesn't pay because of her, you know, whack attitude, she may have this idea in her head that, oh, he's not going to be somebody who can take care of me. He can't do this and he can't do that. So it really depends on the personality you wind up with. So I'm going to speak in favor of, I guess, Valentine's Day coming up tomorrow, and you know, being all nice and cuddly.
Right.
I'll say let's just talk about those that end up in positive situations.
Right.
Where there could be a give and take either way. A woman could actually, a real woman would actually say, hey, you know, I got this, don't worry about it. And it's not a question of how much he has in his pocket. It's not
mm-hmm.
a question of how much he makes. It's not mm-hmm. a question of, hey, did you bring your wallet? It's a question of, hey, you know, I had a nice time. Let me pick this up, you know, this time.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, that's real. That's a wholesome answer. But the reality of it is, like the brother said, you got some women that'll look at you, turn their head. I ain't got no money.
I got to go to the powder room soon as
I
put the clothes down.
But wait a minute.
You look at the mirror in the front, they shoot across there.
You're right. But I still brought up the man who could get angry if a woman decided to pay.
Yeah.
Those two personalities, although they may seem like both of them are prideful, number one. So you don't want to wind up with the prideful person.
True that. I see Abe want to get back in this. Hold on one second, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
Abe, you're back live on the show. What's going on?
Yeah, I can understand the pride thing, because a man might just say, I can provide, let me do this. And sometimes, depending on woman, I can do this. Well, it depends on where it goes. Because
mm-hmm.
some people say, I'm independent, you know, I can do this, or let me. So I just say, you know, just to see what a person might want to showcase for you. Be careful.
True that. Well, this right here kind of, this is what I want to ask. This, and she, Miss America kind of brought it up, but we did pose the question, should the independent woman expect to go Dutch or pay for everything? And what do you guys feel about that? I mean, because, you know, a lot of sisters are like, I got this.
Let me say this real quick. Most of the women that I know, and I'm pretty good about associating myself with, you know, strong women. You know, I was brought up by strong women, so that's what I'm used to being around. Most women I know, they won't go out on a date if they don't have the money to cover their part, just in case some shit go wrong. Most of the women I know, they're pretty usually prepared, just in case something go wrong in a day. Because, you know, sometimes things can go completely left field. And they're always prepared. Does that mean they should necessarily have to? No, it doesn't mean that. But I think that most women usually are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I want
to... Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
I want to add something. When I was growing up, I'm in my late 30s now.
Okay.
Officially. And I remember when I was growing up, like, let's say my prom, for instance,
mm-hmm.
we are always given the talk that if the date doesn't go right or if the prom doesn't go right, you know, with your date or whatever, here's some mad money.
Mad money?
Mad money.
Yes. Oh, God, y'all didn't know
mad.
About that?
No. Please tell us about that.
She about to be
really?
Mad. We got an exclusive.
Okay,
we got a middleman exclusive right now.
Yeah, hold on one second. Now, For any sisters that are listening right now, understand I'm not giving out any game. It's just that it's something that we're given just in case something goes like something's foobarred. So the mad money basically serves as car fare. If he won't pay your car fare back home, or he refuses to treat you to dinner or something like that, you can pay for your own stuff and be done with the day. You need cab fare home, but he won't provide it. There's your mad money in your purse right there.
Wow. Who gave this to you? Your dad or your mom?
My dad wasn't present at the time.
Okay.
But my mom helped me get ready for prom, so she didn't put any money in my pocket. But I had women who were involved with my church who gave me $10 here, $20 there.
Oh, they would get you ready.
One before.
Yeah.
This is my first time ever hearing
of that. Chicago is very expensive.
Wow.
But
I never heard of that. I mean, you know what?
Yeah, but it's a way back in the day. Back in the day, you know, it was harmless back in the day because it prepared you for, you know, not being, you know, stuck like Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that then, but now we have you need to get on your feet before you get with a man kind of issue.
Right.
And have that money just in case a man tries to pull rank.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so
you know what? That makes me wonder how many guys out here that went on a prom date and their girl had that mad money in their pocket. Because I'm gonna be honest, you know,
they wanted to make, because we're told and you know, believe it or not, and it's a wonder, you know, I might be the one woman to run sisters off of your show forever, but it is a wonder that we actually got through life, because yes, there was a lot of negativity. Women are always told, especially black women are told, you know, black men ain't shit.
Right.
Or we were told that. That's something we were told when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
A black man ain't worth a damn. We were told those things. So it's something that you have to get older and become my age, 37, and understand, you know what? It's not all true. Why do I have to be this age now to understand that there are good men out there? But that's another, angry and bitter and crazy. And we don't have to be there. So as far as the independent black woman, you know, I'm the independent, strong black woman. I don't believe in that crap. I believe that we're all dependent on each other to an extent.
Right.
And it's important that we play our roles when it comes to that. And what I mean roles, I don't mean that, you know, the woman is subservient to the man, but I mean that we should be
more of a help, towards them. The balance
of
that relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got
more
you
of a help,
that.
Less of a
it's like I always
more,
say. I say this every time we get into a discussion about this. The point is, we need each other. We literally cannot survive without each other. So all that, I don't need him for this, or all that, I don't need her for this. It's just like you said, it's bull. We need each other.
It's bull.
It's the only way we're going to continue to survive and flourish as a society.
Right.
Well, you know where that came from? The feminist movement.
We can say the feminist movement all day long, but let's just call it what it is. In the black community, we could say it's the feminist movement, but a lot of us who are fed the bullshit, and I'm sorry for cursing on your show, but a lot of people who were fed the bullshit that black men ain't shit had nothing to do and had no knowledge of what the feminist movement was.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know. We just knew what we were told. And it had nothing to do with being feminist. Nothing.
I can agree with you on that.
I can
definitely agree with you on that.
Sometimes bitterness is just bitterness.
Well, I understand it, and maybe I'm about to sound a little chauvinist when I say this. It's one of the questions that we posed for the particular show today. Now, if a man goes, if his goal on Valentine's Day is to get some, does it make sense for him just to go get an escort? Does that make sense to y'all?
I would suggest that you go and get an escort. Don't use me just to get some moody on Valentine's Day. I mean,
right.
You can go get that from any hoe.
So you can go get your mad money and got the deal.
Look, I can get my mad money and take myself out to the movies. But if you feel like the only, and not you in general, but, you know, anybody
you.
Who feels like this. Any man who feels like, you know what, Valentine's Day is a good way for me to get booty. You'd be better off going on 47th Street in Chicago, where I live, and get you a hoe. You know, know, it's cheaper.
I mean, at least call one in the phone book.
But you don't want to do that to someone who probably means you no harm.
Right. Yeah.
I would say, man, for those that don't know what an escort is, that is a prostitute. You know, some people are a little slow out there.
Call girl.
One of those things right there. But if a brother, you're right. I mean, if you honest with it, but a lot of women would hear us say something like that and be like, no. But at the same time, if we using you for the same thing, what's the difference?
I'm actually that woman. I'm actually the woman who hears things like that sometimes. And I think that it's because we have like a third eye and it's probably halfway closed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the difference between me and that's the difference between women and men, particularly black men and women, because we can hear like five or six different things come out of your mouth when you only say it once. And,
wow.
Yeah. We can
I
take
don't
it.
Know
we,
too many.
We've already taken it. Yeah, we've
Is
already
it
taken it to different degrees when you've actually said one thing and it probably meant one thing that it didn't even cross our minds. So I completely own up to the fact that, yeah, we're more emotional than logical most times.
Wow. Now, Nick, I recall on the previous show, you said that and you got torn down because of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I recall you saying that.
I got ripped apart for saying that exact same thing. And that's why I said I'm so glad, and Ms. America, I'm so glad you called in today, because a lot of times we have shows and women are, I'm not going to say they're afraid to call in, but a lot of times where you think they will call in and voice their opinion on something, they really don't. They really don't.
Well, don't worry.
And
my show contains a bunch of intelligent black men. I don't have mm-hmm. any other women on my show. So I think that they're afraid of the topics also, because I don't stand on one principle or one point of view when it comes.
Right.
I'm not biased in that way, because I've seen, you know, good black women and I know bad black women. So
right.
I can actually
right.
stand on both sides and say, damn, okay, that's messed up. Damn, why did she say that? So a lot of women don't come to my show.
You're not rah-rah for only one side and one opinion, eh?
Right, exactly. I'm not. I'll play devil's advocate just so that we can keep up the conversation and everything and make it interesting. But it never gets to the point where we're screaming and hollering and cursing at each other.
We've had that plenty of times. Where
yeah.
a person's emotion will get the better of them and they just want to carry on, because I mean, just like the topic of the day, we did the first installment of I Ain't Paying for, you know, Shiznit.
Uh-huh.
Some emotions got brought up that I guess, you know, like they must felt a certain way about that. Because, I mean, if I tell you that I'm not paying for something, you have the right to get mad or the right to just chill out and accept it for what it is. But you have some people that, you know,
and most importantly, when you hear something like that, if you're not the kind of woman who likes to hear no or I refuse,
exactly.
then why don't you get up and go?
I like how you decipher that right there. I love how you decipher that right there, because a lot of people couldn't catch what we mean by I ain't paying for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, Miss America, we're going to go ahead and take a little break right here, and we do
sure.
appreciate you. Abe, are you still on the line also?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man,
hey,
do you have an opinion on anything else? I know you were just checking us out right there.
Well, I'll wait till we come back from the break, because I want to address something, but I'll wait till after the break to bring it up.
For sure, for sure.
Great.
You guys hang on the phone line, and we're about to take a quick break right here. All right, now we're going to take this break right quick. I think everything just got messed up right there. Y'all check this out. You listen to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Cupid Valentino, the modern day Cupid, and I just want to say one thing.
Hey, man. That's the vocal and that's the voice that Al said he wanted to use for one of the show, man. You know, he's going to talk through the whole show like this. Hey, if you're just tuning in to the Middleman Show, we are talking about I ain't paying for shiznit. Now, I was trying to explain that earlier, but my microphone got cut off. I tripped over the cord and everything went out. So,
yeah,
hey,
he was tripping, literally.
Very, very, very much. Very much. But, let's see. We're going to bring our man Abe back in and see what he got to say. Abe, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show. Go ahead and voice your opinion right quick, please, sir.
Yeah, it's about the ain't paying for nothing.
Okay.
Now, as a younger man, like in our 20s, and let's say a woman in her 20s, is two different stages in their financial experiences. Because a man is not going to have, I'm guessing, over $50,000 a year. So you can't expect a man in his 20s to be balling like that.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, you got some people that try to do it, man. They ball on a budget, as they say.
Yeah, well, it's okay to be like, you know, you're smart with your money, let's say, to not buy the most. Like, you know, Nikes come out every month or something.
What? Say that again, please.
Oh, sorry. You know how, like, Nikes come with a new shoe every, like,
right,
couple of months, whatever? If that person ain't got that kind of shoe on them or something, that don't mean they're broke. That just means that's not their top priority. I mean, I've met people who I know that got, who put more
priority,
who put more emphasis on their bills, like their water bill or their
right,
utility stuff like that, rather than their clothing.
true.
And then I met a lot of women like, he ain't get balling, so he must ain't got no money. He can't provide for me. And I'm like, he put me up into the future and right now instead of like a show.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. All the people that looked at Steve and what's his name? Thayer Medea. All those guys, you know, they didn't have that big bang at the beginning. They had it after, what, 40, 30, somewhere in there. But it happens like that.
But yeah, it happens like that. And then regardless of that, like, most people who are smart about things don't just spend every dollar they have on the latest shoes or the latest clothes or anything. Like, I think that, one, that's kind of like buying a big car. You're trying to compensate for something, you know?
Well, hey, man, we appreciate you for calling in this Sunday, man. Make sure you tune in next week, man. The next couple of shows, we guaranteeing y'all some bangers. I guarantee y'all some bangers. Make sure you tune in to the Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. Hey, it's coming up this Thursday, 8 p.m.
This Thursday, 8 p.m., and I definitely want to thank everybody who has been listening.
Yeah, we're doing very well. I'm very proud of our man, Nick Eaton, in this show.
I appreciate it.
Right now, we're about to go into your segment anyway. Here's Talk of the Town by Nick Eaton. Y'all check this out. Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eaton, and I am here with the Talk of the Town. Hip-hop artist Fabulous has been accused of attacking a busboy at the Fox Sports Grill in Atlanta. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution is reporting that Octavius Butler filed a lawsuit on Monday in Fulton County Superior Court, claiming that the MC and one of his friends beat him up without provocation. Butler alleges that he was struck in the head with a bottle and punched during the altercation. He is now seeking an undisclosed amount of damages from Fabulous. Authorities said a man who was caught having sex with show hogs will have his case presented to the LaFleur County Grand Jury next month. Andrew Lee Nash, 52, was arrested after police set up surveillance cameras in the owner's stall near U.S. Highway 82 and the Yazoo River in Mississippi. Greenwood Police Chief Henry Purnell said the hogs were examined by a local veterinarian during a routine examination, and the owner was told that four of the hogs had a vaginal infection. Nash's bond was initially set at $600,000, but later reduced to $60,000. If Nash is indicted and found guilty, he faces up to 120 years in jail. This is your man, Nick Eaton, and this is the Talk of the Town.
Man, you know, that was very disturbing right there, man. Where'd you get these stories from?
Man, look, I keep telling y'all, all I do is report the news. If it wasn't for these crazy ass people every week, I wish I could have a week where I didn't have anything to report.
I'm just saying, man, a pig with a vaginal infection.
Four pigs with vaginal infection. And
oh,
I'm just mad that it happened in Mississippi.
Oh, God. Was he of the Caucasian persuasion, or was he a black guy?
He was black. He was
black.
I cannot black
man 37, that's your question. He wasn't white. He was a black man. Well, we want to appreciate everybody for tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show. Hey, Miss America, everybody that's over there on the web chat,
Black Man 37,
all of our guests that popped in and out. Nick, you over there. Naomi, 1908. Tell Al, we going to bust him in this grill when we see him. Hey, we hope y'all enjoyed it this week. Because right now, we're going to go ahead and take the show out. And I'm going to use my sexy voice like Al wanted to do this week, but he can't do it.
Hey, man, I'm in the studio. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. Hey, y'all make sure y'all tune in this Thursday, 8 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman presents the Nick Eaton Talk of the Town. Y'all check it out.
Yes, sir.
The Middleman shouted, Big Chris shouting. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, you comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Jack, we back. Hey, Al, if he was here today, I think he would enjoy himself today, man. Great conversation, Nick.
If he were here today, he wouldn't even be talking. He would be chewing on some gum or something, or eating some Skittles.
And another thing, too, man, I got to give it to you, man. I got to give you props, man. Your show was great, man. Real talk.
I appreciate it. Show's great. I really appreciate that.
I love what you do, man. And, you know, while I'm doing my producer thing, please
back
stop telling people
coffee.
About my coffee, man.
Back
every show,
coffee.
I'm drinking coffee. Leave me alone. I'm just doing my thing. You know, you won't mess with me. Chill out, boy.
I'm just saying.
Why you gotta hit
me in the throat?
I'm just saying. You complain about your paycheck. Then you're gonna go to human resource. Then you're gonna try to catch us in the parking lot. But I'm gonna tell you, the next time you come out there to the parking lot, I'm gonna hit you in the throat.
You know what? That's just me. That's really me. I can't believe it. You know, after all this time, after all these years, that you would say you're gonna hit me in the throat.
I'm just telling.
It's alright.
You don't ask me for no.
I got
you. Ask me for no. I'm just saying, sir. Just saying.
Oh, I got you.
All right. Next week, we guarantee you guys a great show. Make sure you tune in this Thursday. Make sure you tune in.
And
for our girl
Jen, we're talking about the R&B groups this Thursday.
Yeah, let them know what you're talking about.
Yeah, with this Thursday on Talking Town with Nick Eaton, we are talking about End of the Road. Can the R&B groups of today carry the torch that the great R&B groups of the 90s and 80s, all back in the day, did? Can they carry the torch that Boyz II Men and Jodeci and Drew Hill and 112 and Jagged Edge, can they measure up to that? That's what we're talking about. And we got a special guest this Thursday.
Yes, sir. That's going to be great. You know what? I think we're looking for a new co-host, y'all. Jen about to get fired. She reported two shows. She about to get fired. And this right here, Jen, I love you, but this is dedicated to you. Two shows that ain't happening, baby.
Hey,
we are out.
Out.